In Great Britain, there's some excitement because a new British-made MG car has gone into production for the first time in 16 years. The assembly plant is near Birmingham, England, but most of the car was made in China. As Vicky Barker reports, it is being seen as a breakthrough moment in both countries.
The first British-made MG6 drove off the Long Bridge assembly line in a swirl of dry ice, confetti, and popping champagne corks. Behind the wheel of the bright red hatchback, worker Lisa Ponter, one of the lucky 400 rehired from the more than 6,000 laid off when MG's previous owner, Rover, went bust in 2005.
4 years I've been back and they've been working towards this and finally it's here.
MG is now owned by the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation, China's biggest car maker. Though designed and engineered in the UK, three-quarters of the car was actually produced in China, then shipped to the Longbridge plant for assembly. Industry analysts see several agendas at work here. MG's Chinese owners may see the UK operation as a bridge to the US market. And the MG6 may also be an early attempt to prepare US and European consumers for the inevitability of Chinese-made imports. But even then, analyst Paul Neuenhaus says most of the design work will still take place over drafting tables in the U.S. and Europe. The Chinese just aren't there yet, he says.
Although they have the ability to make cars and manufacture cars, that ability to develop a car from scratch doesn't come easy.
Managers at the Longbridge plant hope to produce 3,000 MG cars this year. Prices start at about $25,000. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.